Welcome to Follow the Calling Podcast, the show that advocates for Christ through blogs, personal testimony, faith-based merchandise, and apparel. I'm your host, Shakira. Let's dive into the episode. Hi, FTC family. Welcome back to my channel. I missed you guys, and I'm so happy that you are tuning back in. Today, I just wanted to stop by really quickly to share a message with you guys. I know it's been a while, but I do have different situations that come up or different topics that I want to talk about, and then I just don't get around to recording the videos, but I made some time today, and I'm just going to go ahead and share this first one with you, which is being free from people. That's what I want to talk about today, because I'm going through my own things, issues with people, and it took me literally to be going from a state of confused, frustrated, you know, arguing, sad, you know, feelings hurt, to like having a whole kind of breakdown, you know, and then moving to a sense of freedom and liberation. Like, you know what? I will no longer be held in bondage about people and their actions or relationships with people, because I have so much more that I have to be doing and focusing on, and I've got to give God all of my energy and all of my attention. And I know even still, saying you're free from people kind of sounds like you're like secluding yourself or you want to distance yourself. And as a woman or man of God, you know, we're out here to deal with the people. We're out here to minister to the people, to lead people to Christ, and do that by, you know, being a living example or just preaching and speaking the word and showing love to one another. So that's still going to go on, but there are just some situations that cannot be explained. They cannot be changed. They cannot be fixed. And I have realized that I have got to just straight stop caring about it. And for any of you that may be going through something similar, I truly, truly suggest that you do the same thing. And it might not be an easy task, especially depending on who the people are, but the only way that you'll have like that true freedom inside and that true like happiness and just the focus to be able to hear from God and just move and do what he wants you to do is when you just decide, I'm going to just leave that to you, God, to fix or not fix or just, but I don't even care anymore. So, one example of being free from people, or why you should be free from people is because you can't figure everyone out. It's just impossible to know everyone's motives, to know, you know, everybody doesn't come and tell you, hey, I have a problem with you because of XYZ. Some people won't. You'll just see in their actions. Some people may express the issue they have with you and y'all are not able to get on the same page. Just for some reason, the communication just fails. So a lot of times when that happens, it's just like, it's not fixable. And you have to be okay with that. You have to accept that. And you've got to just move forward. Another reason why you just have to just break free from people is that some relationships were just destined to be temporary. You know, we hear that all the time, that people are here for a reason and a season. And, you know, unfortunately, even in family, like you're always going to be blood family, but sometimes even family has like a certain period of time of closeness, because remember, we are all walking our own walk of life. And for whatever reason, everyone chooses their different lanes to go in, right? That's going to make us different. And in these differences, it doesn't matter whether you're family or friends or not. Sometimes you're going to clash. And sometimes you may not even take, you might be on the same path in life, but just people's thinking, their experiences just may make them be a different person. They interact with people differently. And it's just a seasonal thing. That has to be accepted, and you just have to be okay with the temporary relationships that you may have with people, no matter how long you've known them, how long you've had a certain type of relationship with them. That's just how it is. And then lastly, hey guys, I know you're enjoying this video, but I just had to interrupt you really, really quickly to let you know about this free prayer guide that I created just for you. It's called the Healing and Strength Prayer Guide. Click the link below and it is all yours just within a few minutes. The prayer guide includes 6 principal prayers, a bonus principal that you can use to customize, and it is all for you for free. Again, click the link below and it's all yours in the next few minutes. And let's get back to the video. It's important to come to a resolution or come to a conclusion to be free from people, because the first focus needs to be on pleasing God. We can't just be out here worried about making everyone happy. Now, again, this is not to be confused with showing love, being loving, or listening to God when God tells us to do this, you know, with that person, say this to that person, give this. That is not to be like interchanged. But there is a difference, though, when your life is about pleasing people and making them happy and getting their approval. You're not going to be able to please everybody. And I am a living witness that it does not matter sometimes what you say, what you do. There's going to be people that they just won't like you. They may just be holding on to something, even though it may have been something that you did 30 years ago. You talked about it. You apologized. You never did anything even remotely like that again. But people sometimes will hold on to things because everyone does not heal from things. Some of them don't know how to heal. Some of them don't know how to forgive. Some of them may be still going through their process of forgiving and healing. So when that happens, it's like there's nothing that you can do to please them because they're holding on to that. They God is still dealing with them. So I have a Bible verse that also relates to this topic, and I'm coming from Psalm 146, verses 3 and 4. And it says, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." That means putting your trust in man in whom they can't save you. God is our savior. Jesus gave us salvation. So it's no use to putting all of your trust in a walking human being just like us. Verse 4 says, "His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish." Meaning, people, they live, they die, they go back to the earth. That's what we all do. And then they are no more. Whereas God gives us everlasting life. He is our creator. He is the keeper and of our fate and our soul. So God is who all of our attention should be going to, because at the end of the day, God is truly, truly who matters to us in life. So we have like temporary relationships. Our interactions with humans are truly temporary. So, you know, I have been experiencing lately just some experiences, some issues with people, not even really issues, like just my feelings, my emotions. You know, I am a very sensitive person, right? So when I feel like, especially when I feel like I am like being helpful, I'm showing love, and then when I get like the opposite back from people, or if people act like they don't see any of that, or accuse me of something that I'm not doing, like all of these things, it's like it has been triggers for me. to just really deeply affect me sometimes, where I just want to just crawl into a hole somewhere, or just, you know, I've had thoughts of just like removing myself. Like, maybe I'll just change my phone number, just move away. Like, I don't want to deal with anybody unless you're in my home. And I know I can't do that. I cannot avoid, you know, everyone. But sometimes dealing with people, the treatment of people, and just how they could just really disappoint you, it just became so much on me till, you know, I literally just had like a whole crying session with my husband. And it actually, it became angry, because in this particular situation, it was like everybody kept trying me. That's just the bottom line. I felt like I am just continually being bullied, like an adult version of being bullied. People talking to me all kind of ways, you know, people just dismissing my feelings, just not caring, people who should care about my feelings. And it was like, enough is enough. I was so tired of it. I honestly said, the next person who tried me, like, I really felt like I was going to hurt somebody. And Lord, that is not the place that I need to be, because it is a place that I have prayed and asked God to deliver me from. And these situations, it's like it took me back to that place of where it's like I'm going to just explode on somebody. So for those who don't know, who haven't been following any of my other blogs, when I was younger, you know, I used to get bullied in the neighborhood. I had like a couple of people that lived like, you know, on my block. And it's because I was just so soft-spoken and quiet, and then my mama was easygoing too. It's like they would say things and, you know, do stuff. And you know, one girl that lived near me, she had a mental problem, but she, you know, I'm just sitting on the porch minding my business, and she just come out of nowhere, "You hit my niece, you did something to my niece." And I'm like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" And she just pushes me down the stairs. So I go in the house crying. This is, I don't know, probably like fourth or fifth grade or something. And, you know, my mom was just like, "Well, just come on in the house." So it had been those years, those early years of just repeatedly having people to just not see you, not respect you, put their hands on you, talk about you, talk to you all kind of ways, and just taking it. Till when I got in high school, I was like, man, it just, something just snapped in me. I don't even know what the trigger was, but I just was not taking anything. So I started to get in fights. I wouldn't start anything, but it's like I wasn't allowing anybody to disrespect me anymore. So then that went on into my early 20s. I wasn't allowing anybody to disrespect me or my friends. So I'm getting in fights, I'm getting in arguments like about that. And then, to be honest, there would be times when it might not have even been that serious, but I would just take it like, "Oh, you trying me? Like I'm on guard now for the disrespect. And, you know, I'm cursing you out, I'm going off on you." And it's a result of being bullied, you know, getting fed up with that, standing up for yourself, but then going way too far with it. So now God is helping me to reel that on in, find a middle ground, realize and understand I don't have to address everything. I don't have to respond in certain ways to everybody, but it still sucks that at this day, you may still go through these same issues. Like, you know, learning to turn the other cheek as a grown 30-something year old woman, you know, it's a lot. And it can be tough when you're not used to doing that. But the reason I'm even bringing all of this up is, at the end of the day, it's all about the weight that you put on the opinions of people, the thoughts of people, the words of people. Of course, you know, if somebody puts their hands on you, wants to get violent with you, that's okay, that's a whole nother story. But for the most part, it's just words and actions, and it doesn't mean that much. So once you decide, I don't care what you think of me, I know who God says that I am, and just making sure that you truly are being who God says that you are, because, you know, it's important for us to do a self-check. You got to make sure that you actually are in line and not just taking this attitude anytime anybody says anything, because truth be told, you know, other people can be encouragers of you. They can encourage you. Sometimes they can be telling you something that is for your own good, or holding up that mirror so that you can see yourself, because you're not perfect and you may actually be messing up or getting it wrong. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just the people who are just inclined not to understand you. They don't want to understand you. They don't like you. They don't like you anymore. They're jealous of you. They don't like what you stand for. They don't like how you do your ministry. Why don't you just be quiet and, you know, just don't say anything and just, you know, keep a low profile. It's a lot of reasons why people do what they do. But at the end of the day, we will never be able to get down to the bottom of why someone may take issue with you. So with that being said, be free. Be free. I have chosen freedom. I have chosen to just live my life where I'm seeking God for everything. If I mess up, if there's an apology that needs to be said to someone, Holy Spirit, please correct me on that. I'm going to give you an apology. If there's someone that, you know, I need to just do better with, whatever the case may be, I'm checking with God first and foremost. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I don't even care anymore about having friends. I just don't even care. If people are around, that's great. If they're not, then oh well. Because, and truly, and I'm saying this truly, you know, from my heart, God has just done so much for me in my life, and he has just saved me from so many things, and I owe it to him with my entire being. I feel like I'm getting emotional. I owe it so much to him to keep my word in walking in ministry and changing my life and not going back to the person that I used to be, that I gotta keep moving forward. I have to continue to walk in my purpose. I don't even know what all God wants me to do, what all I will ultimately do in this life, in ministry. I don't know, but I wanna know. I wanna make sure that I'm doing what he wants me to do, not what I wanna do, not what somebody else wants me to do, what other people feel comfortable with me doing. I just want to be obedient to God, and I just want to be free from sin, and I just want to just make it here on earth and bring some people with me to heaven. That's truly what my focus is on. So I hope this was able to be a blessing to somebody else, to just be free from people. You know, we love people. We want our relationships to be a certain way with family and with friends, with our kids, you know, but the truth is, it's not always going to be like that. And especially if you are walking in Christ, you know, the Bible already tells us that this walk is a narrow walk. It's the narrow way. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but it is worth it. So that's all I have for you guys today. You almost made me cry, but I didn't. So until next time, guys, leave some comments down below. Let me know what you think about being free from people. Share your experiences. Share this video with someone. Thank you so much for listening. If you heard something that brought you closer to Christ, be sure to share the episode with someone else. Visit followthecalling.com to become a part of the family, and stay tuned for the next episode.